The following is a presentation of the Wide Open Mic Podcast Network. For information on this and other podcasts, please go to www.wideopenmic.net.
Fellas, don't drink that coffee. You'd never guess. There was a fish in the percolator.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. Percolator.
There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish in the percolator. There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish.
It's time.
There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish in the percolator.
Hey guys, welcome back. Episode 2 of the Firecast with us. I said it correctly this time, podcast. But even more importantly, the premiere episode is airing here in 45 minutes. So we're here. It's Sunday night. We decided to come on to give our final thoughts. 45 minutes before the show starts, any final predictions? We're keeping this short, and then we're going to come back after the show airs immediately after and give our, without thinking about it, thoughts on the show. So we're not going to have time to let it soak in. Today, we're just gonna come on and our immediate thoughts. So first, before we get started, with me is the great Kevin Pickle Deal.
What's up, Gunner? Kelly, what up?
And the great Kelly Dillard.
Hey guys.
So let me just
I am the muffin.
Let me just ask.
I wanted to say that so bad.
Last week when we recorded, you were almost done, Kel. Did you finish season 2 and Fire Walk with Me?
Yes, I did. And then I also watched The Missing Pieces, which was interesting.
I haven't watched it yet. I didn't make it to that yet. Now Pick, you decided like 2 days after we recorded that you were going to watch 2 seasons in Fire Walk with Me in like 2 days. Did you finish your accomplishments?
And missing pieces?
I feel like such a slash.
You're a beast.
So I finished last night as well. I didn't watch Missing Pieces yet, but I finished season 2, and so I'm ready. I am ready. So, I have also started, by the way, and I'm a third of the way through with my second reading of The Secret History of Twin Peaks. So I think that is going to, because it seems like there's a lot of fluff in it. First off, let me say, I love this book. I think now that I'm over what it not being what I wanted it to be, because I wanted it to fill in the gap. I wanted it to be The Missing Pieces. I wanted to start tonight knowing where everyone was in Twin Peaks. And that's not what it was. But it was something I love. I am a sucker for conspiracy theories. I love them. I've gotten completely into Scientology, not being a member of Scientology, but actually like learning about Scientology. I can't even explain it. I'm just like in for Scientology. I don't want to join, just like in on all the reading. And so I know L. Ron Hubbard shows up.
Are they Scientologists now or something?
Well, L. Ron Hubbard shows up in the book. I haven't got there yet. I'm a third of the way through, but if I remember correctly, he showed up in the book. So I'm going to say my first prediction. I think I remember there being an FBI agent that they talk about in the book. I'm going to predict that Laura Dern's initials are TP. Are you writing this down, Kel? TP, Laura Dern's initials. I don't know who she's playing, an FBI agent whose initials are TP. So
That's it.
So let me ask you, Kel, where are you? And if we're talking kind of fast, it's because we are almost 40 minutes away from countdown. So, Kel, where are you with the series? If you could say, I got one big prediction right now, what is that prediction?
Oh, geez, that is a very heavy question. Geez. Honestly, I don't really know what to expect. There's a lot of questions that I would like to be answered, but I don't know. I'm like, who's going to play the arm? Is it the good Dale? No, obviously not, because he's in with Laura. Write it in your diary. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Annie. How's Annie? You know?
So two awesome things that I realized, I guess the first one I didn't realize, I remembered it, but that I caught last night from the season finale of season two. One, when the arm says, or Laura goes to Dale and says, I'll see you in 25 years. And now it's 25 years. So that is freaking amazing. But
Laura helps him get out.
The second thing that I loved, and being said, because the one character, if I could bring one character back, it would be Michael Anderson, because I love him as an actor. I love all that stuff. He's great and he is amazing in the show, and I want to bring him back. But there's a line that the man says that I never caught before, but he says, next time you see me, I will look different. Or something to that effect, which leads me to hope.
The evil fart chair comes back,
which leads me to hope that the man from another place is played by Michael Cera. That's my big hope.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's probably not. All, but you know, I mean, I can't see that.
I'm just kidding. But,
I really can't.
But the good thing is, I think they can bring him back looking different. I mean,
yeah, but Sarah looks too innocent.
I'm joking about Michael Cera, obviously, but I think that the good thing is that character will still be around, just looking different.
Can I just run through a couple things here? My opinions. I just watched Fire Walk With Me, so it's real fresh. There's so many things, you know, when they say we live inside the dream. I mean, the arm points at Bob. He says he fell a victim. What's that? Who are the beard guy? What's the white mask guy jumping? I mean, that the beard dudes, the black guy. He says animalistic life or something. I mean, there's so many. What happened to Desmond? You know, just the funniest thing about it, Fire Walk With Me is one thing. It was so, it bummed me out so hard, but there was so many redeeming quotes. Like when Jacques goes, I am as blank as a fart. It's like, and then Laura goes, I am the muffin. And so, Gunnar, you have to watch the missing pieces there. There's a scene with Donna and Lauren. She says that they're talking about the muffin. So you kind of get.
So is that just deleted scenes from Fire Walk With Me? Is that all the missing pieces is?
Yeah, there's a couple from Twin Peaks too at the end. Like just the thing with Dale in the bathroom. They bust in and they're like, he lays down on the floor. Dale lays down on the floor and they pick him up and he said, "Yeah, I just was going to brush my teeth and I fell and hit my head on this mirror." And he said, "And it struck me funny." Yeah. And then he said it again because you know he fell or didn't fall but he hit his head and he's like, "It struck me funny." And he had this weird look on his face, and then they're like, "Let's go lay down." And he's like, "But I haven't brushed my teeth yet."
Yeah,
that's great. You have to watch that if you can kind of fit that in before. I don't know how you'd find that. Maybe Kevin can find us a link on that or something.
Well, I can get it, but the problem is we are 37 minutes away from countdown.
Oh, another thing. I'm sorry. Another thing that I was thinking about too, when Firework With Me, when he, you know, you see how Laura dies, and you know, there's Leland and Leland is there, and Bob is also there, and he says, "I thought you knew it was me," and then Bob also said the same thing, and she's just like, "I'm dying," you know, scared, and yeah, I mean that's just like, okay, well, after she dies, you know, Leland grieves and stuff, and then you don't see him like acting like he's being possessed as much as you do in Fire Walk With Me. So in that, I feel like he's was that Bob saying it through Leland? I thought I knew you I thought you knew it was me, or was it Bob saying it? It was, she was figuring it out then, so well, he had to know.
There's a lot of stuff about Bob. There's a lot of stuff about Bob that I still don't quite understand. Like, was
he? That's why she got to die, though, because she figured out that it was Leland. You know, I guess, you know, she said that he's been coming to her like her whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since she was 12.
Yeah. So, but she didn't put it together, and then when she figured it out, that's when Leland's like, okay, I gotta kill you.
Yeah. So, Pick, yeah. What are your, you got any predictions for tonight or any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
And I think your TP stands for Twin Peaks.
My what?
Your TP.
Agent TP.
Twin Peaks. What else?
Maybe it's Albert.
Oh.
Or Sam. Albert. Sam Stanley. He's very methodic like that. From what I've already gathered from just scanning over the book, the information, it seems like it's very, it does definitely give you that FBI feel, but even more like anal retentive or, you know.
But that book is pretty awesome if you guys get a chance to read it.
There's another one. Out.
Yeah, I know. The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer also came out, narrated by Cheryl Lee. Like, I'm talking the audiobooks.
No, I mean, like, in October.
I know. Yeah, I know. There's another book.
Yeah.
So, we'll definitely talk about that, because I plan on getting it, so.
I wonder if they're going to really get into the White Lodge and Black Lodge thing again. And
Well, they talk about them in the book. They talk about them in the book, if I remember correctly, in The Secret History.
In Fire Walk With Me, you know, you see them having their meeting above the convenience store. And in the picture on her wall with the door, it's like, is that like, that was an opening to get there in her dream? You know, they say we all live inside a dream. And, like, are we going to talk about that? Is above the convenience store the Black Lodge? Because it's so weird and gross, and you know, in the White Lodge, it's like, what is that? Is that Julie Cruz? You know, whenever you see her, you see that white light, and you know, the log lady got something to do with that. Who's the log lady's husband? What was his deal? I forgot.
They talk about him in the book, too. They talk about him in the book. I have not made it that far, but they do talk about him. They also, in the book, like...
That's what I hope. I hope they kind of touch on that. You know, what's going on with Major Briggs and the whole... White Lodge and Black Lodge, and how are we going to get Cooper out of there?
Yeah.
Well, the White Lodge is heaven, right?
Yeah, well, and the waiting room is the red room. It's the waiting room, right? That's like purgatory?
Like purgatory.
So that's where Dale, Gooddale is. Obviously, is the doppelganger affected by Bob, or I'm hoping. I don't want to see Evil Dale going around in Twin Peaks, but that they might do that to us. Do you think they're going to do that to us?
I do not. Like I said, I think like there's going to be a murder. I think there's going to be a murder. And I think TP, who is played by Laura Dern, is going to be the FBI agent. And they are going to find a letter in the finger of the new Laura Palmer. And from there, that's when they're going to seek out Dale, who's a hermit in Twin Peaks. That's my prediction.
Maybe he's living in the cabin that Wyndham Earl was in.
Yeah, maybe.
And Log Lady and him are having an affair. They're having Log Baby. Just kidding.
Baby Groot. That's not right.
Oh, man. I was, before we got on here, I was literally pacing.
32 minutes to go, guys. 32 minutes to go. So, all right. Well, I'm ready to... say goodbye for the time being. What about you guys? Are you ready? Is there any final thoughts before we wrap this up and come back and watch after just watching the? I can't even speak straight. I'm so excited.
I think my final thought here is I really wish that we were watching this together.
Well,
No.
I mean, like, no. Together as like. You and me were sitting, and Gunnar sitting there, like with pie and
I bought pie. Blue apron. Did you see that? I bought pie.
blue waitress outfits on all of us.
I couldn't find Huckleberry. Is that a real thing, Huckleberry Pie?
Apparently.
I ate cherry pie from Popeye's.
See, I bought an apple pie, so it's not. I was going to buy cherry. I'm like, this is more Twin Peaks. But then I saw sugar-free apple pie. I'm like, this might taste terrible, but it's going to keep the diabetes at bay. So, and I bought ice cream, so we're all set to go here.
Cool. Well, so. I just don't know. I mean, I'm going to be listening to this podcast later, and I'm going to be like, oh, the feeling that I felt, I totally remember that. And then I'm going to be listening to it knowing what it's going to be like, and it's crazy. All right. Blowing my mind.
So, Gunner, looking at Kelly, you see what I was talking about, the whole Theresa Banks thing?
I guess.
Where's my green ring?
I know you need it.
They sell the green ring. I've seen it at Hot Topics.
I'm going to paint a T on my finger.
Okay, so one more.
Actually, I'm going to do it right now with this marker.
So one more thing. Who are these new characters going to be that we see in the teaser? Like, who's that lady with the frump face? And who's the like, teenage boy? Who are these people? You got any predictions on them?
Bobby and Shelley's kid.
You think so?
I don't know. What about Gordon, though?
See,
what's
okay.
Up with Gordon?
So I am going to have to say that I saw Madchen's reaction to the trailer. And when they showed that boy, she goes, oh, who's that? I think if that was her kid, she would know him. She would know that actor.
She might be lying.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was too. So I don't know. Maybe, I mean, it seems just from the trailer that he's the new Bobby, but, maybe not. Maybe he's the Laura Palmer.
Maybe he's the new Snake.
Oh. My question is Snake.
And the band. Mike is the man. No, you were
29 minutes, by the way, guys.
You're not the man.
29 minutes until go time.
Oh.
All right, guys.
My question is, who is Eddie Vedder playing? That's what I want to know.
Is Eddie Vedder in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Just Eddie, you. Just me. He's James, lead singer for their band.
Maybe he's James. He taught him how to sing.
And James Marshall is playing Eddie Vedder. That would be awesome.
And maybe in an alternate world.
Now, that's a big prediction, that this is all going to be alternate world stuff. You buying that at all? Because I'm not.
No, I don't want it to be. But
I think that'd be dumb. Like, they're saying Laura Palmer's going to be alive in this season.
So this is what it boils down to for me. This is the first thing that David Lynch has done since 2006, you know, so.
Straight Story? Even no, what was his last thing he did? It was something after Straight Story, right?
Inland Empire.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So, I mean, that's just, I mean, so even if this, you know, is the worst show I've ever seen, it's still going to be the greatest because it's.
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Are we going to see a new theme song, you think?
If it doesn't answer any of my questions, I'm fine with that. I'm ready to go for the ride and enjoy.
Are we going to have a new theme song?
We should.
Nice. All right, well, we are.
I wonder what the new theme. You mean like the new Twin Peaks theme? Yeah,
Are they going to redo it? Or I hope they leave it.
Well, according to the teasers.
I didn't read any of those. Even the spoiler-free.
Oh, I thought you were. It's the same thing. They just play it like 15 times slower.
Really?
It's kind of, yeah.
I listened to the Twin Peaks theme today when I was cleaning around my house. It was great. I'm excited. I'm literally beside myself.
You just
literally. I'm literally beside myself. My doppelganger is right here. She's hot.
27 minutes. I'm going upstairs. I'm getting ready. I'm getting my pie ready. I didn't even eat dinner. I'm going to eat pie for dinner because that's how I roll. That's how I roll.
Let me play something for you right quick. Right. This is Flying Lotus. He's a DJ. Tell me if you can hear it. Let me turn it up. Can you hear it? Can you all hear that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
We'll listen to when the Beatle kick in. Oh, they made a trap song out of the Twin Peaks theme. It's hilarious. All right, y'all suck.
It's good. It's all right. It's no...
Look at the camera, guys. I'm going to take a picture for our Instagram page. Hey, Instagram people.
It's no this, by the way.
There was a fish. There was a fish.
Oh, that's a DJ.
There was a fish. In the percolator. There was a fish.
There was a fish.
There was a fish.
There was a fish. Oh, I'm so excited.
All right. So we are now coming on 26 minutes. 25 minutes is slowly approaching. We're saying goodbye. We will be back after watching this for the first time. All right.
Word.
See you guys.
It could be a more perfect day for this because it's storming like hail outside, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Nice, dark, stormy trees falling all over me.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right, 25 minutes to go. Bye. See you guys in 25 Bye. Minutes.
There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish in the percolator. There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish.
Well, we are back, and we just finished the... Episodes 1 and 2. It's 10:13 Chicago time, so 13 minutes ago these shows ended. A little less than that, but I'm back again with Kelly and Pick. What's up, Kel?
Hey.
You look like you're like just emotionally drained.
Yeah, that was I don't know where to begin.
Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to everything.
Make some notes.
We'll get to everything. Pick, how you doing?
Wonderful.
So before, I'm just going to prolong this a little bit. I just want to hear about you guys. What was your experience like? Like, what, you watch it by yourself? You watch it in the dark? Did you eat Taco Bell? Did you eat pie? What was your, Cal, what did you, how was your watching tonight? What was the story?
Well, I had a glass of wine and I had, you know, some low light in the room. Yeah, I there was a couple times Lucy came in and, you know, I had to pause and stuff. So I had to pause and stuff, but, pretty much, I love the intro. I really liked seeing Jacoby.
Okay. And, okay. We'll get to all that. Pick, how was your experience? What would you do to watch it?
It was, completely dark except for the flicker of rain and the lightning coming from outside, and I turned it up as loud as I possibly could. So it was booming and banging, and yeah.
Nice. I started...
I had a Coke, too.
You took some Coke?
Yeah.
On behalf of Laura Palmer.
Yeah, so I watched it. I watched it in my bedroom by myself. On the bed, I had the lights off. It was still kind of light when it started here, but it was dark. I did my cable. It cut off for a couple split seconds. So when Cooper, we'll get to Cooper, but his first like present day scene when he walked into that room with the front face, I thought that was Jim Belushi. Because I just saw the car pull up, and then it kind of froze for a sec. And there's another part where...
We're going to get to all that.
I'm just explaining my circumstance. So, no, it was good. And afterwards, I came downstairs, I had my pie, and hit it up with you guys. So, well, let's do this. I know Kelly's got a whole bunch of notes. We're going to get to all that. Let's start with, the pre-show before we hear the Twin Parks Michael Park, sorry, I'm just thinking about you, the Twin Peaks theme,
the prologue.
Yeah, the prologue. What Kelly, what did you think of the prologue?
You mean the recap thing? They're all, Laura's older now, but when she took her face off thing?
Well, no, that was a little later. I'm thinking of like...
Yeah, when they had like the recap. Yeah. Like when they were like the old footage.
Yeah, they did that. And then they had like black and white footage with the giant. And that was kind
of... Oh, I love that. That was probably my favorite part of the whole thing. I like that. I like the style with when they had the listen to the sound thing. I felt like that was definitely Lynch. It was all Lynch, you know, obviously, and all of it was interesting. But I love that part, the black and white part of it. That was really fun. And plus, I think, you know, he the cryptic part of it, you know, was like where you really have to pay attention. I didn't actually make a lot of notes this time. I was watching. I couldn't even take my eyes away from it. Although there are some points where I was just like, oh my gosh, uncomfortable to watch. But what are you guys thinking about the Dale?
Well, character? We're going to get to Dale. We're going to get to Dale. I want to do this. Let's kind of recap. First, before we get into Dale, we're saving Dale. I want to just briefly recap all the returning characters that we kind of had a glimpse into where they are now. So first one we saw was Jacoby, who was buying shovels.
Don't really look like a doctor anymore.
No, living in a trailer.
They called him Doc, though.
Yeah, and he was buying shovels.
Like how many shovels did he buy there? What's an old man need with that many shovels?
Well, I mean, speaking from a person who uses shovels like every day, you're not going to dig too much with that kind of a shovel anyway.
It's a spade. So. Hey, it's called a spade a spade, okay?
Maybe it's his weapon. He's living out in the woods there. Maybe he needs some artillery.
It's true.
I don't know. Just thinking. You know, I don't know. If he's not shoveling, he needs, I don't know.
They look like snow shovels.
I thought they were like spades, like gardening shovels. But, I don't know. So then we get a brief glimpse into his West Side Story counterpart, Mr. Ben and Jerry Horn, the Horn family. Ashley, I love Jerry Horn and his legal marijuana. That was great. You know what? That is...
I heard his voice and I was like, yes!
That is so...
When I grow up, I want to be like Jerry.
That is so Jerry Horn to get into legalized marijuana. That is Jerry Horn. I'm so excited.
And how they were eating, doing the food thing like they always do.
They had a lot of very, like, similarities. I like that. And we see Ashley Judd. I know she's not new. She's a new cast member. But at first, I thought that was Sherilyn Fenn for a split second.
And was her name Beverly?
Yeah, Beverly. That's Ashley Judd, so...
I was wrong on that part.
Yep, she is about not.
Every prediction I made was wrong. Like, wrong.
She is not Donna.
Yeah.
So, okay, so, and then we get.
The Great Northern looked a little bit different.
You think so? I thought it looked exactly the same. Well, maybe it just had that feel like the Great Northern. But
I feel bad about the old log lady.
No.
She's sad.
Let me ask you, was that the real actress? Because she passed away in 2015. So did she know she was going and Lynch called her up and said, hey, record a couple scenes for me?
Probably.
Because I think
he forced her to. I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
And what is she talking about? Hawk's heritage.
Well, I think that'll come up big in it. I think she's going to have a very important part. So looks like she's the one sending Hawk on this quest to get Cooper.
Yeah, he ended up there at Glastonbury Square.
Yep.
That didn't take long. He finished it. He's right there at it.
So we also got to see Lucy and the reference to both of the Trumans, Sheriff Trumans. So I think it's safe to say.
One is sick,
One is sick and one is fishing. So... Harry, is he sick or is he fishing? Which one do you think? I think he's going to be the one that's sick, since he's the one not coming back.
Yeah.
The fishing boat accident or something.
And then we know, I guess it's alleged that Robert Forster is playing his brother. We still have no confirmation on that. But that's what it looks like they're going with.
Yeah, see, I wrote on here in my paper, it says, Jerry! Exclamation, exclamation. I was so excited to see Jerry, that's for sure.
But with that, we did get to see Lucy and Andy, and they're still together, and they have
they're married,
have a kid who's 25 Wally. Years old, who was born on Marlon Brando's birthday. What's that, Pick?
I said, do you think they named him after the bird?
Oh, is that his name, Wally?
The bird was Waldo.
That's funny. Oh. That's funny. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. So, it's good to see them back. So, I guess we, all of the main, sheriff departments, we get to see all, we've seen all them. So let's, before we get to Coop, we also, oh, we got to see your boy who you, you made him, mentally slow, Kel. Mr. James Marshall.
Yeah.
James Hurley in the show.
Slow, he's quiet. He's still cool.
We can't go to James. We missed the whole episode there.
What happened?
Jumped to James already.
Well, I consider it one big episode.
Was he really? Was he staring at who was he staring at?
It kind of looked like he was staring at Shelley, but I don't know.
They thought it was somebody else or something, but it really seemed like, I mean, I was staring at Shelley.
Yeah. So speaking of Shelley, Shelley has a daughter.
Becky.
Yeah, who's with Steve.
Yeah, Michael Sarah, I hope.
It's not a good fit.
Yeah, a good fit.
So it did not seem like Shelley.
That wasn't Bobby, was it?
No, I don't think so.
That was Balthazar.
That's who I thought, Balthazar Getty.
Yeah.
So it did not look like she is still with Bobby, which makes me sad.
I know when the car pulled up, the really fancy looking car, I did not expect that to be Agent Cooper. I mean, bad Cooper. The music was rad, but I was expecting Bobby to get out and be like, you know, Ben Horns, like, you know, number one dude. You know, because that's what I just figured that would be. I don't know. You would go off into that because, you know, his dad had that vision about him being successful or whatever. So that's what I thought. I did not expect that. I was definitely blown away by that. But we'll talk about that later.
So we also, let's talk about the Red Room. We see Laura again. And she is mysteriously ripped out of the Red Room.
Laura still looked good.
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
We saw the reincarnation of the man who is now a freaking tree, which I'm sorry, I hated it. But I guess.
Yeah, and then he had a doppelganger there, too.
That was like Lynch's little art that he does, though. So
yeah.
Had to put that in.
I wonder if it had anything to do with the log lady. Maybe, I don't know. And we got to see Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the only thing, dude. Cooper's like looked good. Cooper looked good. Cooper and Leland, they look good.
Everybody else
looked like sick and decrepit and like I don't know, like just seeing them after 25 years. I don't know.
I thought Ray Wise looked the best of all of them. Like
he looked great.
I know. It was just like
he looked younger than he did in Twin Peaks, like 1991. He looked younger. So
he didn't look bad at all. Yeah.
So we also got some new characters and some new situations. And of course,
what's with the glass box?
Well, we'll jump right into that. Well, let's get into Cooper. Let's talk about Cooper because I think it all kind of has to do with one another. So Cooper's still stuck in the Red Room, and it looks like, at least that's what I'm getting, he's stuck in the Red Room, and Bob has become his doppelganger? Is that what? Explain it to me, Pick. How? What is this doppelganger thing? What do we know about Evil Coop? Who's out there? Is that Bob? What do you think?
Who wants Bob? He said somebody was talking to him on the thing, and then he was saying something about
Jeffries.
And then we could have Bob again. Was that Jeffries?
That was David Bowie.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like David Bowie.
Wait, that was David Bowie. Are you talking about on the phone when you were on that little device?
Yeah.
Well, David Bowie, he didn't sound like himself in the movie anyway. He, you know, had that.
No, you know, that sounded like Major Briggs. And then he mentioned Major Briggs. I mean, that actor, again, has passed away, but voice acting is something that can be copied very easily. It sounded like Major Briggs to me. That's the only time I rewound it during the episode to kind of re-catch that. But to me, it sounded like Garland Briggs. I don't know.
Twin Peaks invitation.
What did you think? Is that, who did you think he was talking to? He never said, did he?
Well, Cooper thought he was talking to Jeffries on the surface, by the way, which can't really connect to the Black Lodge, so I don't know what's going on with that. mine don't, at least. That'd be cool if it did.
Well, I don't know. Maybe 25 years later it does. Because, I mean, the arm is all electricity. That's what they were saying before, electricity. So maybe that's, you know, something to think about.
So Pick, what's your interpretation of this doppelganger and of the two Coopers?
Dude, I got no damn idea.
What about the weird murder, too? And then, you know,
lots
the
of weird murders. Lots of murders.
It's a world of, I mean, I'm excited. You know, I haven't been enthralled by TV like this in a while. And probably since Twin Peaks, but.
Well, Calum,
Lillard's been set up by his chick, right?
Who's
but then
that?
Cooper shot her in the face, even though Cooper wasn't in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong? Like, because when he goes and meets up with the inbreds or whatever, was he not in Twin Peaks?
No, that's not Twin Peaks, I don't think.
I don't know.
That was South Dakota.
Were they assassins or something? But how did he know
It was Woody. I mean, it was Woody where he went, you know? Because they had that whole Lost Highway scene. Very Lost Highway-ish, by the way.
Yeah. It was good.
You know, with the car going around with the lights and all that. And
the music, too.
That's for sure.
Now, my favorite Lynchian moment was the flashlight that kept flickering on and off when they were looking in Matthew Lillard's trunk. I'm like, that's David Lynch right there. My flashlight's broken.
What the heck was underneath that cooler thing?
It looked like a finger or something. You think we'll see Matthew Lillard again, or think that's all just to set up Cooper being a murderer?
No, they're setting up Lillard.
Well, I know. Do you think we'll see him again? Or do you think the whole point of Matthew Lillard is just to set up Cooper's story and we'll never see Matthew Lillard again?
No. When one incident occurs at the same time, what's that Cooper quote? Pay close attention or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah. When two occurrences happen in the same particular time or something. Anyway.
So do you think that there's two Coopers out there? Or do you think there's just one? He's just going back and forth.
I mean, he was talking to whoever on the horn.
Yeah, but if he's possessed by Bob, he can do whatever he wants. He can go wherever he wants. He can turn into an owl and fly wherever, so.
Well, it seems like, though, that he's bound by something. Because he says, you know, because he tells that chick that, well, in 2 days, I have to go back where I came from.
AKA the Black Lodge. Yeah. He said it. He's like, yeah, it's called the Black Lodge. I'm like, oh, okay, good. That made it clear for us. Thank you for giving us one thing.
Seems like they're answering to somebody. Somebody's in charge. Judy, who is not Jennifer Jason Leigh.
So who do you think's in charge then, Kel?
Who is this Hastings person? The person with the coordinates?
Hastings? That was Matthew Lillard.
Okay, because somebody was saying who sent you, or the information was coming from Ray, was going to go pick up the information from Hastings' secretary or something like that.
Yeah.
Hastings.
Yeah, so whoever has... I don't know if, like...
I think, Hastings is Matthew Lillard. I think they're just talking about his secretary is the reason. You know, they're going to use his secretary to get whatever.
They said coordinates. So I'm like, he's looking for... The information that Bad Dale Cooper is looking for is the coordinates. I don't know if it's somewhere to find I mean, he obviously, does he know where the lava? Like
lodge. What do you think? The coordinates for the lodge in Twin Peaks?
Yeah, but he knows.
Either that
he
or
knows,
somewhere it is.
Oh, wait, they never did find the lodge, did they?
Hawk found it pretty damn quick. Yeah. With a flashlight.
Well, I think they already knew where it was. It was always at that one place with the 12 sycamore trees.
Hey, he is the best tracker. And like Cooper said, if I ever get lost, Hawk, I hope you're the one they send after me. And guess what? They're sending Hawk after him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the box. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
Wrong movie.
Wrong franchise.
Yeah, that was. I like the way that was shot. That was kind of reminiscent of Inland Empire too. How they had like the dark room with the low light and like weird furniture set up and like sparingly.
The
were those boxes?
Dialogue.
What were those boxes?
Tracy. Hey Tracy.
Yes.
Who was
Tracy?
That? Who was?
I'm like, we get it. Her fucking name is Tracy. We get it.
Who was Tracy? I've seen her.
Who is Richard and Linda?
You've been a bad girl, Tracy.
No, who's the actress that played Tracy? She looks so freaking familiar. I can't put my
She was on Californication. She was the one that punched David Cumney in the face.
I never saw Californication.
Well, about it.
So I wrote down what the giant said. He said, remember.
Roger and Linda, right?
The number 430. Two bird, one stone. And you are far away.
We met Roger, though, right?
Richard.
Oh, Richard? Richard
and Linda's is what he said.
Okay, I was thinking Roger and Linda. My bad.
I'm pretty sure he said Richard, but don't quote me. I mean, I wrote it down, so.
I trust you. I didn't write anything.
Interesting. It was pretty, he said another one was, what was the thing? Who said that? 253 time and time again. Who said that?
Mike.
Oh yeah.
Mike in the lodge.
And they said they went back to that scene where they like, is this the future or the past?
Mm-hmm.
One with the original, I guess, with the well, I don't know. One was with Mike. Well, who was the other one? Was it the same one? Same scene? I thought it was two different people.
I think so, because it cuts back after that to the Tracy and the other dude when and they're alive.
What happened when that? What was that thing?
So I think the black box is someone made a device to pull people from the Black Lodge. Obviously, that's got to be what it is.
I think it's Cooper.
You think
the billionaire?
You think he's the billionaire? But
I mean,
why would
he was driving a Mercedes and then he was driving a Lincoln?
Yeah, but why would he want to pull things out of the Black Lodge? I think he wants
want to go back.
Well, I think he wants to avoid that as much as possible.
I think he's trying to catch Cooper.
So let me ask you this then: who is the richest family in Twin Peaks?
Benoit.
And who related to the Horns? Would want more than anything in the world to find Agent Cooper.
Audrey.
Uh-huh. Maybe she's the billionaire.
Oh, she didn't have it that bad for him. Not 25 years.
She said, one day I'm going to be all grown up and you better look out, mister. Maybe this is her keeping up with her word.
Oh, you're stretching on that theory there, buddy.
You don't think that's Audrey's the billionaire?
No.
What?
No, they're not the richest family in Twin Peaks anyway. They're not the ones that own the sawmill.
Well, not anymore.
That's not going to make them a billionaire anyway.
Yeah, but
she was
maybe
always a real go-getter.
Logs.
I mean, just because someone says that they think she's a billionaire doesn't mean that they're a billionaire.
That's true, but...
Now, originally, I thought, because that was before we saw Evil Dale... That we saw that the kid, and I thought that was like Cooper's child.
And Audrey's kind of, isn't she kind of handicapped now too after the wreck or the explosion?
I don't think so.
That's what they said in the book, right?
Well, they said she survived. I don't remember anything about her being handicapped.
She had some severe... Scott, that's what I heard about the book.
Trauma, whatever?
Yeah, some...
Well, she got had 25 like, years to get over that.
True that.
So then who do you think's trying to pull people from the Black Lodge?
What was that monster thing? That killed the two people. Broke the glass and, like, killed Bob. Those people.
You think that was Bob? See, my... Yeah. I before Cooper went in there, when Laura got pulled through, I thought that that was Laura coming out of the box. Because I always thought the box was going to have something to do with the Red Room. And I thought that maybe Laura got pulled out and killed them. But then we see that she was pulled out a long time before Cooper. Because when Cooper went in there, Cooper was in there like long time after Laura was, and those guys were still alive. So I don't think it was Laura, but maybe Laura was the person that the previous guy saw, because the previous guy said he saw someone. And if Laura got ripped out, I think Laura's back in the world. So here's another theory that I have. So they said in season two, I believe, they explained that only special people can see Bob. Got people with like, am I completely off on that? That's kind of what I remember.
No. He said the gifted or the damned.
Yes. So
or the people struggling with fear and.
So one of the people that we know has seen Bob is Sarah Palmer. Now we see Sarah again. Do you think Sarah's going to play into getting Dale out of the lodge?
Sarah done lost her damn mind. Sitting there watching tigers do it and kill everything.
She's watching Planet Earth. Shut up. It's a good show.
But
she had a cigarette.
Yeah. Well, that's all Twin Peaks was people smoking cigarettes. In the good days, when you could smoke cigarettes on TV.
That was a lot. That was like my trailer, like, you know, 12 years ago, type cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Shout out to Jay Clayton.
So any more theories about the box? You're saying that Cooper built the box. Who do you think, Kel?
Why would Laura come out and just kill everybody?
I don't think Laura did kill everyone. Like,
I could tell. I mean, it kind of looked like an alien. It kind of looked like a demon. And then it came out and, like, started shredding everything, like, in this weird, janky, jerky way. You know, like, the whole, like, screen changing quickly thing that they do with the lights and stuff. That maybe it was Bob, because you know how the lights change and stuff.
But Bob is in Cooper, so...
Oh, yeah.
So he's not... I don't think he's coming out. I think he's already out.
I think Bob isn't in Cooper, because Cooper was talking to Jeffries about... Or whoever he said it was Jeffries, at least. And Jeffries is like, I'm going to go be with Bob, so... Sorry, and he said, sorry, I missed you in New York. Maybe that was Jeffries.
Now, they did show the clip of Cooper together. So maybe Bob is a different, maybe Bob's not evil Cooper.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with his, like, skin and hair.
evil Cooper?
Yeah, I mean, it almost is like he's, like, evil Ash. You know? Like, he's got the freaking... He's got a mullet.
What about that song, Gil Kelly? Well, I can see you're really wet.
Oh, my God. I know. I was like, is that real? Did that really just happen? I'm like, am I turned on right now? I can't tell.
But I didn't notice that there wasn't very much profanity. I was kind of
there
surprised.
There was an F word though. Cooper said there was an F word. Which you wanted in our rated Twin Peaks. Is it everything you wanted, Pick?
I'm happy about it. Trust me, dude. I am not disappointed at all about anything.
I thought they spent too much time with the whole Matthew Lillard thing, and I guess I just
What about that freaking headless weird body thing? The decapitation thing. That was oof.
Yeah,
that was gnarly.
I liked it.
That was weird though. So let's before we wrap up.
It was very deformed though. It's kind of Elephant Man-ish.
A little bit.
Like
yeah.
I saw a lot of David Lynch's films in this. Like everything. I saw Blue Velvet. I saw some Wild at Heart. I saw some Lost Highway.
Straight Story.
Oh, Elephant Man. I saw the Straight Story.
Eraserhead.
Hmm.
Eraserhead.
Yeah, I saw some Eraserhead. Eraserhead was the fucking tree. The little thing, the little heart tree glowing. That's what it looked like to me. But like the fact of Mr. C was wearing snakeskin clothes, like Nicolas Cage in Wild at Heart, and then just the way his whole persona was straight out of Blue Velvet. And then the whole little things like, I can see you're really wet or whatever that was. It was odd. I loved it. Great.
So let's talk about the guys we didn't see. I'm not really worried about the FBI people because they'll come in whenever it's their turn to come in. But we didn't see Hank and Norma. We didn't see Bobby Briggs.
Nadine.
We didn't see
Nadine. Really looking for it.
When I first saw the shot in the eye, I'm like, is that Nadine? Like, but young? Like, I was really confused. We didn't see, I think Mike's supposed to be in it too. Mike and Bobby Mike. I think he's supposed to be back.
You mean Snake?
Yeah. We didn't see, Alicia Witt's supposed to be back. I want to say Doc Hayward is supposed to be back, too. I think he's still alive. I thought I saw his name in the credits, so. You think these people will actually be in it, or are they just going to make cameos?
Everybody seems to have... Well, what I saw was, you know, like, one episode. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't...
They're covering a lot of damn territory too, though.
Yeah. So
New
you.
York.
So you said that episodes 3 and 4 are going to be on demand tonight.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, after midnight. Yeah.
I don't think I want to watch them.
Well, I'm fucking doing it, so I don't care.
Well, I might do it tomorrow, but I'm not doing it tonight. I need.
We're going to record at 2:00.
No.
I don't know because, okay, so it's going to be on demand, but are they running 3 and 4 next week?
Yeah, but are they going to run 2 every week?
I hope not. I want it the slow burn. I want it to be week by week by week. Because you said that's why I didn't appreciate True Detective, because I binge watched it. So I kind of want to savor it. So you're going against what you say, and you're just going to go ahead and binge watch.
But this is 18 episodes, though. It's still going to be a slow burn.
I thought it was 18 episodes over 2 years.
I don't know. I think they're doing it as a limited series. I think they're doing it all.
Oh. And then I heard that they're keeping it open.
Are you not retaining enough from that 2 hours?
Well, no. I want it to last a while. I don't want it to be over in a week.
Here's my question. Is this something we're going to be talking about 25 years from now?
Maybe. Good question. I don't know. We're talking about the old one.
I know.
Pickle just watched it in 3 days. He watched a whole season and a film.
I'm ready to go watch it again. And then Leftovers. And then Silicon Valley. If I can't do that.
Well,
on right now.
Yeah, I know. Anything else to say about this episode, Kel? Did we cover everything you wanted to talk about? I kept saying, we'll get to it, we'll get to it. Have I gotten to everything?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of flabbergasted by the whole thing. I don't know if I'm in like some sort of shock or something, but I just don't know what to think about Doppelganger Dale.
Were you disappointed?
You know, honestly, as a person that likes characters and shows and I like, you know, comedy, I find it to be really humorous. I just can't get over it. It's just so opposite of Dale. And so, and obviously that's what it is supposed to be, but it's, you know, it's kind of, I don't want to say corny, but I think that's where the humor is coming in here. You know, it's going to be really dark and all this, but.
Well, one question I got is like the Max Perlick character. Is that how we're going to get all these 227 people? Or how many ever they got? Like, everybody just going to come in to do some one-liners?
Was Max Perlich the guy at the apartment building? Like the bald guy?
Yeah, Hank.
Yeah, I thought that was James when I first saw it.
No, James was in a motorcycle accident.
Well, that was before we knew James was in a motorcycle accident.
Well, did it take some of his forehead off?
You know, Max Perlich. You didn't see you don't recognize him without his hat.
Without his hat. I was just going to say that. You know I love me some Max Perlich.
I know. I was getting ready to text you and say, Max Perlich! But then I was like, radio silence. I hate you.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize him. Now that you mention it, though. Well, I knew he looked familiar, but it's that hat. So, let me ask you this. I'm looking something up real fast as we talk.
Jane Addams?
I did like Jane Addams. I caught that. Mm-hmm. I like Jane Addams.
Mm-hmm.
Except she got weirdly naked in Anniversary Party, and for some reason it kind of weirded me out.
Yep.
Because it was just, like, weird and uncalled for. So, Wenda Merle. Hold
on. Wenda Merle?
Wenda Merle. The actor that played Wenda Merle, is he dead?
No.
Is he coming back? Could he be where Bob is?
I don't know.
Because if they say Bob is out there and Cooper's out there. Whoa, bless you. Mute button. We got to find you one of those.
Okay.
So.
I guess it didn't work. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Test.
I mean, you think we're going to see Wenda Merle in this?
I don't know.
He took Wenda Merle's soul in the Red Room.
Yeah, but he was kind of just sitting there, too. It wasn't like he just, like, died over.
Maybe he went straight to hell.
Yeah, maybe.
What is non-existence?
I don't know. I was wondering that same thing.
So you've got, you know, White Lodge, Black Lodge, non-existence. But apparently you do exist because you go into that little box or then you come out. And then, like, what is that?
And what, like, how did Laura get taken from the box? I don't know how you guys don't think that's Audrey. That has to be Audrey. Running the black box.
Audrey's not sinister.
That's not sinister. She's trying to save Cooper.
She don't like. She knows where Cooper is.
Well, it's been 25 years. She's got.
Why would Audrey have any knowledge?
I don't think she cares about his pine weasels.
She's got 25 years to miss him. And
why would Audrey have any kind of knowledge of the lodge?
Because Billy Zane was a jerk to her, so she needed to get back at him to get with her one true love, Cooper.
That's nothing to do with the lodge.
Hey, if she was missing Cooper, she'd probably do everything she could to find him.
Audrey is running the ice cream shop in Twin Peaks. or something like that.
Well, her absence was
working at the perfume counter at Ben Horn's department store
with Dick Tremaine and Men's Fashion.
Yeah.
What about that weird place that they picked up Ray and Daria? Like, what
with
was
Front
that?
Face. Front Face's place.
Viola?
Was that not Twin Peaks?
No.
I'm pretty. It looked a lot like Twin Peaks.
I thought it was South Dakota. North Dakota or South Dakota or wherever they were.
When he was driving in, it gave a very Twin Peaks-ish feel.
Yeah. But
who are those people? And whoa, what is that?
They're all truck drivers.
What were they doing in the back room? They were just hanging out? I want Rick and Daria.
The one dude in a wheelchair. How are you going to drive a truck in a wheelchair?
I think I want to watch it.
Overalls, no shirt.
I think I want to watch it again. Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong. Watch it again and again and again and again and again. What we're here for. It's what this show is about.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do. I need to watch figure out what's going on with the whole. So he's trying to find coordinates. For something.
I think he's trying to find what the thing is. He said he was talking to the chick and he says, I'm supposed to go back to the Black Lodge, but I'm going to fix that. That's why he's looking for the coordinates to get there and stop Cooper from getting out, which is kind of what happened or something, because he wasn't able to get out. And then when the place shook up and the red room turned into an earthquake area or whatever, Cooper falls to that thing. They're trying to trap him, which is why the billionaire is Mr. C, because he's trying to catch Cooper from getting out and destroying him so he won't ever have to return. That's my theory. I'm done.
Why are there doppelgangers? Why does the arm have a doppelganger?
Why does the arm have a doppelganger?
Why is the arm's doppelganger a statue? Did you not catch that? A statue.
It's a tree, just like him.
I thought his doppelganger was the armless statue. That's not his doppelganger. I actually kind of thought that was humorous. The statue of the person with no arms. I thought that's what he was saying was his doppelganger.
Where's Michael J. Anderson?
I know.
Why can't he just do it?
He's looking for Mason Reeves. That's why.
It's not like he's working.
Well, he's been talking some crap on his Facebook page about David Lynch.
Really? What did he say?
Yeah, you should check it out. He said something about it was a pile of dirt, that it was boring. He said he couldn't even watch Twin Peaks because he said it wasn't a crime mystery. It was a bunch of people talking in rooms.
Well, that's what his
scene was. Let's see what he says about it. This is what he says, May 13th. I couldn't watch Twin Peaks when it originally aired because it was so boring, all caps, boring. Every time I tune in, it was people talking in a room, that's it. And if I stayed long enough to hear what they were saying, they would be talking about nothing, all caps. I figured out that I couldn't follow the plot or had to make one up because there was no plot. A man went to a town to investigate a murder, that's it. Nothing else ever happens, just people talking in rooms. And all this never advanced to murder investigation one bit. I like the part that I was in because I was in it, but it still don't make a hoot of a sense. Hard to watch.
Screw you, Michael J. Anderson.
Another thing he said on May 12th, he said, two piles of dirt with no real peaks.
Wow. That's his Facebook or Twitter?
This is Facebook. He says, Lynch fans seeming to place a high priority on quote-unquote sanity is ironically hilarious.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Screw you, Michael J. Anderson, you friggin' arm.
I'm still waiting for season 3 of Carnival.
He's also a big Trump fan, which I'm cool with that, but,
Interesting.
That's about it. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, I read that today and I was like, whoa. He's really going for the jugular there. He's probably bitter.
It seems like either you love Trump, or not Trump, but you either love Lynch or you hate Lynch, people that he works with.
Yeah, well, He also had to speak in reverse in his... He didn't have any lines of dialogue that were forward.
Yeah, but I think he came up with that, didn't he? He was the one that used to have that secret kind of language. He said he would talk mm-hmm. in phonetically backwards, not, you know, whatever. I don't even know. And then... So, you know, I don't think that's it. Maybe he just thought he deserved more cred because he made up the way of speaking. Hmm. And how come Agent Cooper is like the only one who doesn't talk weird in the
room?
I
was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the exact same thing. I did dig the whole my arms bend backwards, you know, retelling. I like that.
Yeah, she couldn't, she's not as flexible as she used to be then, so they couldn't do it.
And the whole thing about, you know, where they pretty much,
out of the room.
You know, what did she whisper in his ear?
I do want to know that. Damn it. Tell me that.
I think she said, Audrey's going to save us both. I think that's what she said. Because Audrey's my pseudo friend.
No, that's not what she said. She says, I hardly know Audrey. That's why Audrey wasn't in Firewalk with me at all. Good point.
A lot of people weren't in Firewalk with me.
Audrey.
That's true.
Yes.
All right. Well, any final thoughts before we say goodbye? We've been going for about an hour, a little over an hour. Oh, so,
2 minutes till 3 and 4. Peace out.
Oh, you guys.
I don't know if I'm gonna watch 3 and 4. We'll talk about this off the air, but.
I'll watch it and I will enjoy my life more and more. I'm so happy. Yay. Twin Peaks is back in full effect and love it, love it, love it. I'm happy to be on the ride and I'm glad you guys are riding with me.
Me too.
I'm glad to be on the ride.
Yep. There's no one else I would do this ride with without you, Pick. I wouldn't do it without you. I couldn't. You're the reason we're all on this stupid raft anyway.
Awesome.
And we're loving it.
Well, I'm going to throw out lifesaver thing, the jigabobbers, and we're going to save some lives. I don't know what the hell that means, but whatever.
And if you don't save them, you'll bury them. So.
That was fun. That was fun. It's definitely, my wheels are spinning, you know. I mean, I'm definitely going to be thinking about this. I probably will watch 3 and 4 tomorrow. So, no spoilers, Kevin.
Well, I shan't say a word. But how well do you think that, before we get off, how many people you think tuned in? Think it's going to set some records or not?
It'll set records for a premium cable premiere by far.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
For premium? Over Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, Game of Thrones wasn't huge from the beginning, was it?
Yeah, but there's a bunch of weirdo freaks out there that...
There's a bunch of weirdo freaks like us that are obsessed with Twin Peaks. The three of us watched the entire series in a week.
Yeah, pretty sure we're not the only ones.
Exactly. So,
yeah,
okay, probably 12 people tuned in tonight. That's it. Well, nah, I'm kidding. I'm curious.
It was 253 time and time again.
Exactly.
Wow, Bob, wow. That's all I gotta say.
So what do you think the numbers mean?
I don't know.
253.
Maybe that's like...
Maybe those are the coordinates.
Yeah.
You know, there's what maybe... That's maybe what bad Stinko Dale is looking for.
Stinko Dale. We'll call him Showgirls Dale.
evil Dale.
With Berkeley gyrating on him.
Gyrating.
Yeah. Whatever it was he was doing.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I guess we'll leave you here. Unless you guys got more things to say.
I'm good.
Kel?
I can't even form words and sentences right now, but as soon as we get off of here, I'm going to have like all these things to talk about, but that's okay.
I just want to rewatch like three or four of the scenes.
I want to watch three and four.
Get it? Well, my boss is off work tomorrow, so maybe I'll just bring my iPad and watch him.
Wow.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Firecast with Us. You can find us at firecastwithus.com eventually. Website is not entirely up yet, but you can like us on Facebook, Wide Open Mic Network. Follow us on Twitter at Wide Open Mic Net. You follow us on Instagram on Firecast with Us. Correct, Kel? You're taking the lead on that?
At Firecast with Us, yes. At
Firecast with Us. I'm still trying to figure out Instagram. I don't understand. I'm just an idiot, I guess.
It's basically just putting up pictures.
Yep. So subscribe to our thing on iTunes when we're up there, and leave us a review if you could. And besides that, dude, just enjoy Twin Peaks with the rest of us, man.
Yeah, buckle on your seatbelts, guys, because I think we're going for a crazy journey.
Don't forget your poncho because she's wet down there, okay? So with that, I'm going to say goodbye for myself, Kevin Pickle Deal, and Kelly Dillard. Peace.
Bye.
Later.